I was just thinking about this the other day, and I came to this conclusion. Christians kind of suck. And I say that because, can you think of any other group that is more hypocritical or judgmental than anybody else you know? But here's the problem. I'm one of them too. I say one thing and I do another thing. I go to Walmart and the judgments fly. I make assessments about people in my head all the time. I judge how you parent. I judge how this person drinks too much. And then I judge this person because they don't drink at all. All these judgments, and we're not even the first people that love to be judgmental. So in a very famous story, Jesus is talking with the teachers of the law, and they bring this woman who's caught in adultery, and this is what it says. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery, and the law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" And if you know how the story goes, Jesus puts a line in the sand and says, "Whoever has not sinned, go ahead, throw the first stone," and they all, one by one, walk away. So why is it that people hate Christians, but they love Jesus? Like, what is his secret? Is it that he's like the Jimmy Fallon of religious figures? Like, Jimmy Fallon never says anything mean against his guests. They just kind of have fun and they hang out, and I want Jimmy to be my friend. Is that how Jesus works? I don't think so. At the end of this account, Jesus says to the woman, "Go, leave your life of sin." That's judging. How would your friend feel who's overweight? You said, "Stop overeating, leave your life of sin." I think they'd say, "You're being kind of judgy here." So what is Jesus' secret? Jesus' secret is this. Every time he talks to someone, he does it for their own good. If I judge you and I give you the truth without grace, that's for me. I'll say that one more time. If I judge you and give you the truth without grace, that's for me. That's so I feel better about myself, so I feel like a better Christian, so I look better. But if I love you and I tell you the truth, if I give the truth with grace, that's not for me, that's for you. Here's what I figured out. There is no one who loves you more than Jesus. There's no one who speaks the truth more poignantly to us than Jesus. And I've also figured this out. I might suck at being a Christian, but it helps me realize just how awesome Jesus is at being my Savior. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, there are so many reasons that you should shun us. We're so judgmental and we bring our own ideas into everyone else's life. You have seen and you tell us what is true. You've told us that we have fallen short of your glory, but at the same time, you have accepted us. And when you say your words, you say them with grace, not for your own good so you look better. You say them for us so that we can transform and we can live a life with the Holy Spirit that is meant to follow you. We ask this in your name. Amen. Today we talk about judgment and how if you tell someone the truth without love, that's just for them so they feel better. When is an instance where someone loved you enough to tell you the truth, and how did that impact your life? We'd love to hear that, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.